KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, semifinal round games held in three classes at the boys' state basketball tournament yesterday in Des Moines. The day started with 1A semifinals as Storm Lake St. Mary's defeated Danville 61-55 and Boyden Hall knocked off North Tama 77-52 to advance. In Class 2A semis, it was Sheldon over Kemper Catholic 49-42. Kemper Catholic had a hard time finding offense yesterday, shooting just 29% from the floor and just 8% from the three-point line at 1-for-12. 19 points for Sam Brinks and 10 points for Riley Bach accounted for the majority of their points. Sheldon got 21 points out of Dallas Enema and 14 from Chris Bolster in that basketball game as they advanced to the championship game. They'll face off against West Fork in the title match as MFL Marmac fell to West Fork 51-38 yesterday. In the 3A semis last night, it was Harlan over MOC Floyd Valley 45-42. Trey Landsman had 15 points and a dozen rebounds. Nathan Cave had 11 points, and also it was Nate Claver with a key basket late to help the Cyclones win as Harlan overcame poor shooting, just 32% from the floor and just 23% on 6 of 26 from the arc. But they made 11 of their 17 free throws, enough to capture the victory as MLC Floyd Valley was just 3 of 10 from the free throw line in that contest yesterday. 18 points for Trey Achterhoff for the Dutchman in that loss. The other 3A semi last night saw Waverly Shell Rock beat Davenport Assumption 36-32. Now that sets up the championship and consolation matchups today in 1A and 2A. The consolation in 1A, Danville will play North Tama. That game set for 10 o'clock this morning. In the 2A consolation at 11:45 this morning, MFL Marmac will face Kemper Catholic. Then the middle of the day has the 4A semifinals on the schedule. Bettendorf playing Cedar Falls at 1:30, followed by Iowa City West and Dubuque Senior. The 1A championship game is set for tonight at 6:05 as Storm Lake St. Mary's will face Boyden Hall for the title. And in the 2A championship at 8:05 tonight, West Fork will battle Sheldon. In college men's hoops yesterday, Chris Hines scored 16 points and Drake defeated Bradley 81-66 in the opener of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. The ninth-seeded Bulldogs earned a quarterfinal round game against regular season champion Creighton today. Joey King scored 15 and Gary Ricks added 14 for Drake. The Bulldogs led by as many as 17 points in the first half, though the Braves scored the last eight of the half to cut Drake's lead at the break to 41-32. Bradley got within three at 6.5 minutes left, but Drake went on a 13-0 run to put that game out of reach as the Bulldogs improved to 15-16 on the year, and they'll move on in the tournament today. Well, 10th-ranked Michigan State still has a chance to grab a share of the Big Ten men's basketball title. Keith Appling scored 14 of his 19 points in the second half as the Spartans down number 22 Wisconsin 58-43. Also, Colorado completed a season sweep of Oregon by whipping the 19th-ranked Ducks 76-53 in top 25 action yesterday. In women's college hoops, Morgan Johnson and Jamie Printy scored 18 points apiece, and Iowa defeated Northwestern 60-55 in the first round of the Big Ten Women's Tournament. Bethany Doolittle added 10 points, and Samantha Logic grabbed 11 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, were the seventh seed in the tourney. They moved to 20-11 overall in the season. They advanced to meet number 21-ranked Nebraska, the second seed in the Big Ten Tournament, in today's quarterfinals. We'll have that game for you today here on KJAN. 11:15 this morning will be the pregame. They tip it off at 11:30. Iowa never trailed in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. It was 30-26 at halftime, and the Hawkeyes led 57-42 with 3 minutes left before the Wildcats battled back to make it close. The teams also played last Sunday in Evanston, with Iowa picking up the win. Just two games in the NBA last night. It was Oklahoma City over New York, 95-94. Denver beat the LA Clippers, 107-92. In the National Hockey League last night, New Jersey wins over Buffalo in a shootout, 3-2. Washington clobbers Florida, 7-1. Montreal, 4-2 over Carolina. The New York Rangers needed overtime to beat the New York Islanders, 2-1. It was Pittsburgh over Philadelphia, 5-4. Boston beat Toronto, 4-2. Columbus in overtime, 2-1 over Vancouver. Detroit beat Edmonton 3-0. Winnipeg over Tampa Bay 2-1. St. Louis doubled up Phoenix 6-3, and it was Dallas over Los Angeles 5-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, Texas and Texas Tech will each play another Thursday game before their Thanksgiving night matchup in Austin this fall. The Big 12 yesterday announced its lineup of 5 weekday football games, including another holiday game at home for the Longhorns. Before that, Texas Tech will host its Big 12 opener against TCU on Thursday night, September 12th. Texas plays at Iowa State on October 3rd. Oklahoma travels to Baylor on November 7th, one of the Bears' last home games before moving into a new stadium. The weekday games fulfill a Big 12 contractual agreement with television partners Fox Sports and ESPN. Kansas State hosts North Dakota State for a Labor Day weekend opener on Friday, August 30th. Kickoff times and specific networks for each game will be announced later. Well, San Diego Chargers have released linebacker Takeo Spikes in their first major move under new general manager Tom Telesco. The 36-year-old Spikes has played 15 NFL seasons, including the last two with San Diego. He started 215 of his 219 career games played, including all 32 with the Chargers. He has 1,737 career tackles, including 218 with the Chargers. Also in off-season football news, Jeff Saturday signed a one-day contract with Indianapolis so he could retire with the team that signed him as an undrafted free agent in 1998. Saturday played 13 seasons with the Colts, teaming with Peyton Manning to set an NFL record for games played between a quarterback and a center. A person familiar with the situation tells the AP that the New York Giants cornerback Corey Webster and center David Bass have reworked their contracts for the 2013 season in order to help the team with the league's salary cap. The moves combined will clear roughly $6 million in cap space, giving the Giants $9 million for free agency. The Denver Broncos are asking defensive end Elmas Dumervil to take a pay cut so they can create more salary cap room for free agency. Dumervil signed a 6-year, $61.5 million contract in 2010. He's scheduled to make $12 million this year. The NCAA says its board of directors will review two proposals adopted in January that were aimed at deregulating recruiting after some coaches and administrators expressed concerns about the possible changes. The NCAA has announced the rules working group will modify proposals that would have removed certain restrictions on who can recruit and the amount of recruiting material that can be sent to prospective high school athletes. The proposals also would lift restrictions on how often coaches can text the recruits. In golf, the leaderboard at Doral is a who's who of golf greats. Tiger Woods is part of a 5-way tie for the lead through one round of the Cadillac Championship. Woods opened with a 6-under par 66 that leaves him tied with Freddie Jakobsen, Sergio Garcia, Graham McDowell, and Bubba Watson. Phil Mickelson, Hunter Mahan, Steve Stricker, and Peter Hansen are all one shot back. Just 16 of 65 players shot above par amid ideal conditions in Miami. One of the 16 was Rory McIlroy, who played his first competitive round of golf since he walked off the course in frustration last Friday during the second round of the Honda Classic. The world's top-ranked golfer birdied two of his last three holes to salvage a one-over-par 73 on the TPC Blue Monster at Doral. In racing news, NASCAR has fined Denny Hamlin $25,000 for disparaging comments about the racing last week at Phoenix. Hamlin finished third on Sunday in the second race for NASCAR's new Generation 6 race car. He was asked afterward how he liked the car, and he said he didn't want to be a pessimist, but it did not race as good as our Generation 5 cars. This is more like what the Generation 5 was at the beginning. Hamlin says he won't pay the fine, and if that leads to a suspension, so be it. Hamlin might not have a choice. According to NASCAR rules, unpaid fines may be deducted from a driver's purse or point fund earnings. And in baseball news, a person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera plans to retire after the 2013 season. The team has announced a news conference for Saturday morning at their training complex in Tampa, but they won't say why. The 43-year-old right-hander is baseball's saves leader with 608. He missed most of last season after he tore a ligament in his right knee while catching fly balls during batting practice. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.